T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon, I'm Patty Rising, and this is the State of California, sponsored by Meristem. Doug Sovereign has the day off.
Lawmakers and activists alike are calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to take action to slow the spread of the coronavirus outbreak at San Quentin.
As of a week ago, there were just over 1,000 active cases of COVID-19 at San Quentin State Prison in Marin County. That number has grown to over 1,400, and now a total of 6 inmates have died from the disease. It is by far the biggest outbreak at a California prison. For more on this, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by State Assemblyman Rob Bonta, representing Oakland, Alameda, and San Leandro. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. You held a news conference with other state lawmakers at San Quentin today. What changes are you calling for to slow down the virus?
Thanks for having me, Jeff and Patty. It's an honor to be with you. We were at San Quentin outside the gates today, calling on the state of California and Governor Newsom to do a number of things that can help address the humanitarian crisis that's going on within the walls of San Quentin, where people are dying, getting sick unnecessarily and needlessly. And that is, one, to reduce the population by 50%, as public health experts have determined is necessary to keep those in San Quentin healthy and safe, and to prevent them from dying and getting sick. Also to end the transfers of incarcerated Californians in between facilities in the California correction system, as well as no longer transfer staff between different facilities in the California Department of Corrections. So those are 3 of the requests. Also request that Governor Newsom come to San Quentin and bear witness as to the conditions inside. The lack of ability to physically distance, to quarantine, the conditions of ventilation, et cetera. So we believe that this is a governor who is driven by values of compassion and justice, and that he can and will do the right thing here to protect the human beings who are inside San Quentin and all those who are impacted, including staff and the surrounding community.
Assemblyman, it would be easy to say this is a San Quentin issue, and yet its impact is far greater than just within the walls of the prison itself. Can you speak to how this is impacting the community?
Absolutely. We know you can't contain COVID-19. It spreads from person to person. When there are outbreaks, as there have been with the spike in San Quentin, it is nearly impossible to contain it. We have staff who move in and out of San Quentin, who move into their communities in Marin County and other nearby counties that can spread the disease. We also know that individuals who get COVID-19 in San Quentin are going to health facilities in the surrounding counties. We have had some of the medical infrastructure pushed to capacity in and around San Quentin. So this is certainly not just an issue related to prisoners and incarcerated individuals inside the walls of San Quentin. It touches us all at this moment. There's no better time for the statement that we are in a network of mutuality, that one's health relies on everyone's health, and what our actions really impact the health and safety and welfare of others. So we're all interconnected here. And when we see a spike like there is in San Quentin, it impacts all of us.
Testing has been an issue across the country, and San Quentin's certainly not immune to that. How do you think a lack of testing played into the outbreak there?
Well, the source of the outbreak was a transfer of incarcerated Californians from Chino men's facility to San Quentin, and they weren't tested adequately, thoroughly, or timely, and that was the whole problem. So lack of testing is at the core of the problem. Lack of adequate testing, lack of timely testing, lack of thorough testing. I believe it's been stated that many of the individuals who were transported from Chino to San Quentin were tested at some point, but some months, weeks before they were put on a bus and moved to San Quentin. And that is not a best practice at all. You know, what we need to do here it should be guided by evidence and data and science and public health guidelines. And that was not followed. And thorough, adequate, timely testing is a huge part of the solution.
Assemblyman, I want to circle back to where we started. You talked about the possible need to release prisoners. That scares a lot of people. Can you speak to that and what you would say to assuage their concerns about that?
Yeah, and I know that fear comes into play a lot in situations like this rather than facts. I think it's important to look at the facts. And data and statistical evidence shows that for individuals, incarcerated individuals that are over age 55, and many in San Quentin are, they are not a threat to the community. Many are sick. Many are over age 55. The data shows that there's as little as 4% recidivism rates, and that recidivism is triggered by things like sleeping in a park, things that are not dangerous, not putting someone's life or health in danger by any stretch. So it's important to look at data. It's important to look at facts. It's important to look at individual situations. There are also individuals within San Quentin who are scheduled to be released into the community within a year. And that is a population that I think should be eligible for consideration for early release. We already looked at early safe release of those who are within 6 months of their release. The rehabilitative impact of 1 year in prison is not tremendous when weighed against the huge risk to life and health. So, and you know, looking where people are placed, if they go and are placed in the open waiting arms of their loving family, where they can shelter in place and be in an environment of love and care and compassion and support, that certainly looks like safety and can be and is safety. So it's important to proceed with facts, not with fear.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We have been speaking with on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, State Assemblyman Rob Bonta.
And a reminder that you can hear the State of California report Monday through Friday at 3:30 p.m. You can also find the audio available for download at kcbsradio.com, and it's available now as a podcast on Apple Music, Google Play Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.